Welcome to Our House, the only complete on-air resource for your home ownership needs. Now, here's the host of Our House, Peter Hunt.
Good morning and welcome to Our House. This is Peter Hunt, and this show is brought to you by the continuously updated huntrealestate.com, where everything is easier for your real estate and home ownership experience, which is extraordinary these days, I might add. Huntrealestate.com is powered by Hunt Real Estate ERA here in Buffalo, Niagara, all across upstate, and through our links out to Phoenix, Arizona, and also Boston, Massachusetts. The show is also brought to you by Hunt Mortgage. Call them today, 633-3700, and ask one of our skilled mortgage consultants to work with you to find the lowest rate and closing costs for your particular home financing needs and wants, whether you're considering buying or refinancing, and that is our guarantee. And also ask about our many exclusive programs, including our pre-purchase commitment that allows you at no cost or risk to effectively enter the market to find your next home with cash. And you'll want to do that because it's extremely competitive today. Inventories are at all-time lows, and buyer demand seems to be at all-time highs. And in order for you to compete when you've got more than one offer, when there is more than one offer on a house, you'll want to make sure that you are competing effectively with cash. And there's only one way to do that unless you've got the cash, and that is a pre-purchase commitment available only through Hunt Mortgage, 633-3700, where you're going to get personalized, customized, knock your socks off service, and that's as opposed to what so many are doing today, which is to go online or call some 800 number and try to do something where you're talking to somebody in Houston or Phoenix or someplace like that. Talk to someone local here or anywhere in the markets we serve. We're always local there, 633-3700. Don't forget about the first ever 24/7 365 real estate hotline, the Hunt Hotline, which gives you access to all available information about any property that's listed for sale in Buffalo, Niagara, Rochester, Syracuse, Albany, Utica, Watertown, even through our links to Phoenix, Arizona, and Boston, Massachusetts. All you have to do locally is dial 716-631-4800, enter the street number of the house you want to know about, no matter whose listing it is. And the hotline will prompt you with a choice of street name. Select the one you want. You'll hear a brief description, and then you'll be texted a link to a dedicated website on that property, all automatically and just that fast, anytime in any market we serve, on any listing, whether it's ours or any other brokers. And I always marvel when I drive by a listing with a competitor's sign on it, and there's 14 phone numbers, a QR code, a picture, all kinds of information. There's no way that you can get that information unless you stop and take a picture of it or something. But you can forget all that. If you see a sign on a house, just get the number of the street number of that house, and then dial our hotline, 631-4800, and all the information will be delivered to you as I described. We have a very active market, as I indicated earlier. Shortage of listings. Lots of people want to buy homes. And now is the time to contact a professional. So call Hunt Real Estate ERA. Ask to speak to one of our professionals, 633-9400. And if you do have a home to sell and you're not too sure if it's going to sell quickly, you want to make sure that you get a guarantee. There's only one that exists in the marketplace. That's the seller security plan available only through a Hunt Real Estate ERA professional. That's very simply that we will sell your home or ERA will buy it. Hunt is the official real estate and relocation provider of our hometown professional teams, the Buffalo Bills, the Buffalo Sabres, and even the Rochester Americans. We also support our Bisons, and we're delighted to see the Toronto Blue Jays in town these days, which is great. We are live here at WBEN 930 AM. If you want to reach us in the studio, call us at 803-0930 or 1-800-616-9236 if you're long distance, and star 930 if you're mobile. Those are all free calls, and if you want to text us, it's the same number, 803-0930. We have a very special show for you today. Live remote to respect social distancing is the mayor of the city of Buffalo, Byron Brown. Good morning, Byron.
Good morning, Peter. Good to be with you.
It's great to have you back. I just realized it's been a year and 9 months since you've been on, and that's so much has happened in that period of time. It's astounding, as I think it would take us the rest of the show just to list all the things that have changed in the city. But you know, we've got some a lot of things right in our lap right now that I think I'd love to have your comments on. I know our listeners would too. Last week, for example, Candace Johnson was on from Roswell, and she was talking about all the really explosive development that's happened around the medical campus, certainly all of which you're aware of and have been intimately involved in. But she made a comment somewhere along the line that a lot of it has been stalled since the pandemic descended on us. How have you seen the momentum in the city of Buffalo change as a result of the pandemic?
Well, the pandemic has certainly had major financial implications for city government, county government, New York State government, businesses of all types here in Buffalo, Erie County, Western New York, but all across the country. Buffalo has been very hard hit. We enjoy significant tourism, cultural tourism. Obviously, that sector of our economy has been very hard hit all across the country. Because of COVID-19, we went into a pause in New York State and states all across the country. There were travel restrictions all across the country. That certainly has had financial implications. Construction projects had to go on pause. Restaurant businesses had to close. Hotels and other hospitality businesses were impacted. So the impacts of COVID-19 have been incredibly significant. In this budget year, for example, the city of Buffalo is looking at a $65 million deficit. The state of New York is looking at a multi-billion dollar deficit. So COVID has been very painful, very challenging for the U.S. economy and certainly for our local economy.
Let me give you a compliment, Mayor Brown. And this, I think, is generally felt throughout the business community. As we look around the country and we see so many really unfortunate sights in terms of rioting or close to rioting, demonstrations, efforts to defund police forces, we've seen almost none of that in Buffalo. How have you maintained order, I guess would be the best way to describe it, and yet allowed people to voice their concerns? Because, you know, and I'll reflect on how it's affected the real estate market in a minute, but how have you done that? I think you've done a remarkable job.
We've done it in Buffalo by getting out into the community, meeting with community activists, meeting with people who have been protesting systemic racism, police misconduct, police brutality. So whether it's been me, whether it's been Police Commissioner Byron Lockwood and the management of the Buffalo Police Department, or Shatora Donovan, our Chief Diversity Officer, or Oswaldo Mestri, our Chief Service Officer, and so many others in city government, from the moment we saw the horrific death of George Floyd in Minneapolis, we began listening to people, meeting with people. I have literally been going 7 days a week since the beginning of COVID, since the beginning of the calls for racial justice, and meeting with people nonstop, every day of the week and listening to them. And we've moved very quickly to implement a wide variety of programs, of reforms, of initiatives to be responsive to some of the concerns that we have heard in the community. And as I've said to people, we're not just listening to the loudest voices in the community. We're listening to every voice in our community.
What are some of those programs that you've put in place?
We have implemented a stop receipt initiative in the Buffalo Police Department. So now when our police officers stop someone, stop a motorist, they have to initially tell them, I'm stopping you because you ran a red light. I'm stopping you because you ran through a stop sign. I'm stopping you because you have a tail light out. I'm stopping you because you were speeding. So in the city of Buffalo, a police officer now should not approach a car and say, do you know why I stopped you? They have to tell you why they stopped you. And in addition to that, they have to write out a receipt for why they stopped that provides demographic information on who was stopped, the cause of the stop, the time of the stop, all of that information. We also have increased transparency in our police policy and procedure. So the manual of procedure for the Buffalo Police Department is now posted on the police website and the city website. So anybody that wants to see what the procedures are for Buffalo Police, how they operate, what they're expected to do, they can see that on the city website. We also have initiated appearance tickets. So now instead of arresting someone in the street, in public, for a non-violent criminal offense, those folks are now given appearance tickets to show up in court at a later point. It is still an arrest, but it is a non-custodial arrest. So the police don't necessarily put that person in handcuffs or take that person into custody. Those are just the tip of the iceberg of some of the things that we have initiated. But those policies are designed to increase transparency, increase the understanding of the work that police officers have to do, and reduce negative physical interaction between our police officers and the public. I'm very pleased to say that in Western New York, in the state of New York, and in the nation, Buffalo is one of the cities, and the police department in Buffalo is one of the police departments that is leading our community, our state, and our nation in actually implementing sensible reforms that members of the community are asking for, but also reforms that the majority of members of the community are supportive of.
Well, it's more than the majority, Byron, just so you know. I think I would speak for many people that have commented to me that these sensible approaches, as you describe them, have kept a level of respect between the police community and the balance of our community that, as you know better than anybody, does not exist almost anywhere in the country. As you say, I think we are leading the country that way. And I think the community owes you a debt of gratitude, as well as our police force and frankly, the citizens that interacted with you, because the net result has been, in my mind, extremely positive. And here's the effect in the real estate business. I'd like your comment on this. We're seeing in other cities all around the country that people are fleeing the cities. They're rushing out to the suburbs, you know, because you can work remotely these days. Front page of the New York Times, or Wall Street Journal, excuse me, this morning, talks about buyers ready to move farther from the city centers. They're ready to move closer to home because they can work remotely. They're ready to look at townhouses and single family homes as opposed to condominiums. But that's not happening here. We're seeing our neighborhoods remain as strong as they've ever been, in my mind, and still the demand for in almost all the neighborhoods in the city is as high as it's ever been. We get a listing and it's gone in the city in particular. How do you reflect on this? Do you notice this? Have you been watching the statistics in the city itself?
Absolutely. We watch these statistics very closely. So from data. We know that what you just indicated about how in demand living in the city is, people wanting to buy, people wanting to rent in the city is very much in demand. That's what the data shows us. But also empirically, you know, from what we see, from what we hear, we know that people want to be in the city. There's not a week that goes by that I'm not hearing from someone that is asking about rental opportunities in the city, home purchase opportunities in the city. As you indicated, Peter, when we see for sale signs go on homes in neighborhoods in every section of the city, whether it's North Buffalo or South Buffalo or East Buffalo or West Buffalo, there are now bidding wars over properties in the city because people want to live in the city, they want to buy in the city, and we are working hard in city government with the development community to bring more inventory to the marketplace, bringing more rental inventory. So whether it is affordable housing, workforce housing, upscale housing, there is a demand for more inventory. Whether it is housing to purchase, be it starter homes, be it doubles, be it upscale home ownership opportunities, we are working to bring those opportunities with the development community to the marketplace. So it is absolutely exceptional, the interest and the demand that we're seeing right now for people to live in the city. A lot of young buyers, millennials, know a lot of young people of all backgrounds, young people working for M&T Bank, young people working for city government, young people in the health care industry, whether they're working for ECMC or Kaleida or Roswell, that have realtors and are looking to buy or rent in the city. So this is a time of great demand for city living in the city of Buffalo. And you are absolutely right. There is a shortage of inventory, and the city is working with the development community to try to quickly address that.
Well, we're working with you, as you know, on the waterfront with West End and also another project that we're involved with on the at Bird and Hoyt, conversion of a church to 12 condominiums, and that's, you know, we're going to add 32 units in the next couple months here, which is a, I think, a great thing for our city, because the inventory is so low. But the bottom line is that the difference here, you know, and it's almost hard to explain the difference between what's happening in our city and even other cities in our state, particularly New York City. Do you communicate with your counterpart in New York to discuss how different it is here than it is in New York, for example? It's almost horrifying to look at some of the things happening in New York.
The communication between mayors right now in New York State and across the country probably has been more frequent and more extensive than ever before. I'm a member of the New York Conference of Mayors and, you know, have been speaking frequently with the mayors of Rochester, Syracuse, Albany, Yonkers. I've had occasional conversations with Mayor de Blasio. I'm also a member of the U.S. Conference of Mayors, member of the African American Mayors Association. So mayors right now are comparing notes. They're talking about these issues, they're looking at strategies. So whether it is the COVID-19 pandemic, whether it is protests around systemic racism and police brutality, whether it is the economic crisis that communities are facing all across America. There's the looming foreclosure crisis, the looming eviction crisis that communities all across America, because of COVID-19, are facing and will be facing in the coming months. Mayors have been talking to each other. I've had mayors from all across the country just call me up on the telephone and say, hey, Byron, I see you all are doing this in Buffalo. Tell me a little bit more about that. Or I see you have this program or this initiative in Buffalo. Tell us about that. A number of us have also been selected for programs that Harvard, Bloomberg are doing, and that has given us an opportunity with some of the greatest minds in the country around public policy from different schools at Harvard and different professionals in the Bloomberg organization that take us through case studies and best practices implement programming in our community. So, yeah, definitely heard from Mayor de Blasio. Very challenging time in New York City, city that I grew up in. Came here at 17 to attend college, but still have a lot of family members and friends in New York City. And New York certainly is going through a much more difficult time in a lot of different ways than the city of Buffalo is right now. But I think when we talk about difficulty, we are all in this together, all across the country. So whether it is the Northeast, whether it's the South, whether it's the Sun Belt, whether it is the West, cities, counties, states, all across the country are going through a very, very difficult time right now.
And on that note, we do have to go to break. Mayor Brown, we'll be right back with more with Mayor Brown from our House Jurors after these very important messages.
Hunt has been serving your real estate services needs since 1911. In all that time, Hunt has never lost their commitment to this community, and nothing, including our current challenges, will change that commitment. Hunt will face the challenges as they always have with you, together. Through the power of state-of-the-art technology, they're able to remain open for business at Hunt Mortgage. Call 633-3700 and any of Hunt's mortgage professionals can assist you. Hunt Mortgage is a licensed mortgage banker, New York Department of Financial Services, and an equal opportunity lender.
Welcome to the West End, Buffalo's premier luxury waterfront development in the heart of downtown. Starting at $850,000, each townhome-style unit features three bedrooms, three and a half bathrooms, high-end finishes, hardwood floors, soaring ceilings, two-car attached garage, and much more. With only 20 units being built, now is the time to make your appointment to view this landmark development from Simonelli Real Estate. For more information, visit westinbuffalo.com or call the exclusive listing agent, Deacon Tasker, with Hunt Real Estate at 280-7787.
Welcome back to Our House. This is Peter Hunt, and this show is brought to you by the always updated HuntRealEstate.com, where everything is truly easier for your real estate and home ownership experience. HuntRealEstate.com is the only place on the web where you can find a complete inventory of homes available here in Buffalo, Niagara, all across upstate, and through our links to Phoenix, Arizona, and also Boston, Massachusetts. You'll also find access to a complete set of home ownership services at HuntRealEstate.com, which is powered by Hunt Real Estate ERA. This show is also brought to you by Hunt Mortgage, and for more information about our many exclusive programs, including the one that allows you to roll the cost of home improvements into your mortgage, allowing you to effectively buy the before but live the after, call 633-3700 and ask for details. Also ask about the pre-purchase commitment that I mentioned earlier in the show, and even our Second Look program, which is one of the most, I think, popular programs we've ever come up with. And all that means really is if you've gone to another bank or lender someplace in the country and you've received a quote for your mortgage, let us compare that. Let's make sure that you're getting the best deal in town or anywhere for that matter. And it is a national marketplace, and we want you to know that. We search the whole market, the whole national market, to find the best rates for you. Let us make sure that you're getting the best rate through that Second Look, available only through 633 Hunt Mortgage at 633-3700. And as I've said many times, if we can't match or beat that rate, we'll give you a gift certificate. So it's as simple as that. And if you'd like to make any inquiry generally about real estate, call us at the Hunt Customer Service Center at 633-9400. Remember, if you want to speak with a real estate agent, you want to make sure that you're getting truly professional service and that you know your home will be sold when you speak with that person, you'll want to talk to a Hunt real estate professional, because they're the only ones that can look in the eye and tell you this, that we will sell your home or ERA will buy it. That's a seller security plan available only through Hunt Real Estate ERA professionals. I'm live remote this morning with the mayor of the city of Buffalo, Mayor Byron Brown, and we've been talking about really what's happened in the city and what the mayor and his staff have done to address the issues that we're all facing in this country today, and how that whole set of circumstances have had an effect on our ultimately on your investment in real estate here in Western New York. And earlier in the show, Byron, you were talking about the programs that you put in place, and I won't ask you to reiterate them, but it's, as we talked about, you mentioned, these are really sensible solutions to situations that seem to have blown up in other cities, and I'm grateful that it hasn't happened here. But by not letting it blow up here, Byron, what you've really done is protect our neighborhoods, and that's something that I think we all should be grateful for. Having said that, there are other issues out there that you know, I'd like your comments on. One, for example, is the school situation. This affects, and you mentioned a couple of things, foreclosures and even business failures. Also, one of the things that will further those things are people's ability or inability to go to work. And one of the reasons why people can't go to work is somebody's got to watch the kids. How do you think this whole school situation will evolve?
Again, another very complicated situation as everybody grapples with the COVID-19 global pandemic. I think the Buffalo Public Schools and school districts in Erie County and West New York are making the right decision to start out initially with remote learning only, so that all of the safety protocols for children, families, teachers, school personnel can be double-checked, can be put in place in a way that people feel comfortable. It's important that we understand that there is a digital divide that affects the inner city, that affects rural communities, that impacts low-income families of all backgrounds in our city and region. So the efforts that some companies are making to help to bridge the digital divide right now, to make sure that children have access to computers right now for remote learning, also critically important, because even when children are able to physically go back to school and parents feel that that's safe and teachers and school districts feel that that's safe, there's still going to be a remote learning component, and perfecting that and making sure that all of our children are able to get up on those remote learning platforms and have access to the equipment and technology that they need to continue to learn is critically important. So those are discussions that are happening in every school district in our region, every school district in the country, and we've seen the effects of schools opening too soon, where there is a spread of the coronavirus and schools have to close back down. So I think the approach is to be more gradual, to listen to people, listen to parents, listen to children, listen to teachers, that is being taken by so many school districts in Western New York, and certainly with the Buffalo Public Schools is the right approach.
You know, this is it's very interesting to me because, you know, it's one of the things that struck me in listening and watching and reading about all this is that it seems like while other businesses moved quickly because they had to, the schools were not declared essential, and as a result, the school buildings, normal school education, in-school education was not declared essential. Teachers' jobs were not declared essential. That it seemed like they were very slow to react. For example, I mean, you can go in almost any building today, and there's precautionary statements as you walk in. You're required to have a face mask. Everything's been sanitized. Why couldn't the schools react sooner, or did they? And were just being perhaps overly sensitive. I guess I'm at a loss to kind of understand the difference.
I think that there was reaction from the schools. Here in New York State, our schools were taking direction from the state health department, the county health department. New York was put on pause, and as you accurately indicate, Peter, schools were closed. The work was not considered essential to be open, but primarily because of safety, because there was a scientific belief and data that showed certain activities within the school buildings, with the number of people that are in those buildings and how children interact, it just was not safe. And so that's why schools were closed, how they were closed, when they were closed, to really stop the spread of virus. But in that period of time when schools were closed, school districts did have to work on reopening plans. They did have to work on safety plans. They did have to work on sanitation plans. And I know from reading the plan from the Buffalo Public Schools, that plan is pretty extensive. The plan for reopening city buildings that were closed and people were working remotely, those plans are extremely extensive. So I think the schools have been doing a lot more planning, have been doing a lot more work than people are aware of. I know that there are some criticisms for school districts throughout the region of not being communicative enough, but people need to understand that we are all in uncharted territory. None of us that are alive now have ever gone through circumstances that we are going through right now, and this is difficult for everyone at every level.
I couldn't agree more. We have to go to break in about a minute, and this would be a much longer response. But I would like your thoughts, really, on because we've obviously in our company had to think about this extensively. Has, in your mind, Mayor Brown, has the cost of this, given the fact that we didn't know what we were up against, the whole world didn't know what it was up against. So there was, if you look back at the reporting, and really the decisions that were made, so many were made without really a complete set of data. But looking back on it now, after really since March, the middle of March, and really as we first learned about this at the end of December, looking back on it now, do you sense it in any way that there's been an overreaction?
No, I don't think there's been an overreaction. I know that you're going to go to break soon, but I'll just put out the statistic that I think just about all of us are aware of now, that over 175,000 Americans have lost their lives from coronavirus. The CDC is projecting, it's estimating that by the middle of September, that number could rise to over 200,000 Americans that have lost their lives. So I don't think we've overreacted. This is a dangerous and deadly virus, and we still haven't gotten it under control.
And we'll be right back with more with Mayor Byron Brown after these very important messages.
Welcome to the West End, Buffalo's premier luxury waterfront development in the heart of downtown. Starting at $850,000, each townhome-style unit features 3 bedrooms, 3.5 bathrooms, high-end finishes, hardwood floors, soaring ceilings, 2-car attached garage, and much more. With only 20 units being built, now is the time to make your appointment to view this landmark development from Simonelli Real Estate. For more information, visit westinbuffalo.com or call the exclusive listing agent, Deacon Tasker, with Hunt Real Estate at 280-7787.
Hunt has been serving your real estate services needs since 1911. In all that time, Hunt has never lost their commitment to this community, and nothing, including our current challenges, will change that commitment. Hunt will face the challenges as they always have with you, together. Through the power of state-of-the-art technology, they're able to remain open for business at Hunt Mortgage. Call 633-3700 and any of Hunt's mortgage professionals can assist you. Hunt Mortgage is a licensed mortgage banker, New York Department of Financial Services, and an equal opportunity lender.
Welcome back to Our House. This is Peter Hunt, and this show is brought to you by the always updated huntrealestate.com, where everything is truly easier for your real estate and home ownership experience. And the show is also brought to you by Hunt Mortgage, home of the pre-purchase commitment and the second look program. Call them today, 633-3700. I'm live remote this morning with the mayor of the city of Buffalo, Byron Brown. We've been talking about a wide range of issues, mostly surrounding the, how I would describe it is the interruption in the momentum of everything that we're feeling last year and the last bunch of years, Byron, in terms of just the feeling about Buffalo. But I would hasten to add, as I mentioned earlier, that it has not affected the strength of our neighborhoods in terms of real estate values or demand or even the interest in new development, which I think, as I mentioned earlier, is a tribute to everything that is being handled by the city, including our police department, which I give you high marks for. Byron, we have a caller online. This is Jay from Buffalo. Jay, how can we help you?
Hi, Mayor. I have a question. I guess you mentioned a little bit about the Wi-Fi service. And my recollection is that back in your early days of being a mayor, you had an idea for expanding Wi-Fi service downtown. But then since then, we've had this crisis. And I guess, and we talk about what the access for the economic for people in this city. Have you thought about pressuring, or is there access to some of our public institutions like Buff State, UB, Erie Community College as hotspots that kids could go to and get on the Wi-Fi there? And the second thing is, could you give us any update on what happened to the Golisano proposal for bringing Wi-Fi to the city?
Interesting questions. How would you respond, Byron?
So there is still free Wi-Fi service downtown, thanks to M&T Bank. Several years ago, as the caller indicated, the city did partner with M&T Bank along Main Street to provide free Wi-Fi services. That service is still being stood up by the bank. The bank is still expending money to have that free Wi-Fi service in downtown Buffalo along Main Street, and certainly thank M&T Bank for that. We've had free Wi-Fi service along Jefferson Avenue. It's called Jeffrey. That was stood up again by another private sector company, Blue Wireless. It's our understanding now that during this period of time, during COVID-19, because of losses that a company is experiencing, that company might go out of business and we might lose the free Wi-Fi that company has been providing in the Jefferson Avenue area and also the Broadway Market area of the city of Buffalo, so we have to adjust to that. We've been talking to Charter Spectrum about questions and concerns about that service. That company is looking at issues, concerns, complaints to address that. The Wi-Fi service, the internet company that Tom Golisano is an investor in, Greenlight, they continue to move forward. And in fact, I will be having a meeting with Mr. Golisano and some of the executives from that company next week. Major issue, caller is right on target with his questions. The city is also looking at how we can partner with other entities to come up with a comprehensive collective idea for addressing some of the Wi-Fi and internet issues that we have in the city of Buffalo. So stay tuned for that. We will be putting out something in the near future. I know that county government, under the leadership of County Executive Polling Cars, is working on this issue as well, not just in the city, but throughout Erie County. And COVID-19 had an impact on slowing that work as well. But there's a lot of talk, a lot of interest, a lot of focus on this. And so you'll be seeing more and hearing more about the Wi-Fi digital issues in this community.
Let me shift gears on you, if I can, and go back to something you said earlier, Mayor Brown, about the budget deficit that, we're now experiencing at the city level, some $65 million. Simultaneously, as you know, or almost simultaneously, going back a little ways before this whole pandemic hit, new assessments were set out by the city of Buffalo, reflecting the momentum and the positive impact of increased values on hopefully our whole community. How has that been, how has that assessment issue, effectively the raising of taxes for many people, how has that affected or will that affect the budget deficit as you see it?
Well, the new assessments will have an impact on bringing in new revenues, but also now during this time, what the city will look at doing is adjusting the tax rate so that the actual tax bill doesn't go up at a level where we plunge people into property foreclosures. We don't want to see that. And during COVID-19, the city voluntarily suspended, which is contributing to our deficit, a number of bills that people would have to pay. We've delayed the payment of those bills. We've waived fines. We've waived interest. We've relaxed a lot of things that would cost people additional money during this difficult period of time. But this all brings me to the point that I've been making since the beginning of COVID-19, and that is that every city, every county, every state in this nation is going to require direct federal financial assistance. It is projected that if that does not happen, that there will be millions more people across the country that will lose their jobs, that will lose government jobs. So without direct, flexible federal financial assistance, millions of people who work for the government now at the municipal level will be out of work. That will deepen the fiscal challenges and issues nationwide. Economists believe that if that is allowed to happen, that that will plunge our nation into depression. And, you know, this is not just a blue state issue. You know, this is red, blue. This is Democrat, Republican, independent. Mayors, county executives, governors of all backgrounds are saying to the federal government, we need money. We need assistance right now from the federal government. And if we don't get that assistance, the impact of that is going to be absolutely devastating.
Well, you know, this is something that's obviously a hot topic now that we're in a presidential election year, and it would take us hours to kind of unpack all that. But let me touch on the assessment issue just for a second. And some of the biggest taxpayers in the city are buildings in the Central Business District. We happen to own one of those buildings. And, you know, the impact on people just coming back to work or willing to pay their rent in offices has been very difficult for many building owners. And I'm sure that will impact the level of appeals for these assessments. How sensitive will the city be, I guess, regarding these things, and how will you address that kind of issue?
So it's challenging, and I keep talking about the challenges. The reassessment is a legal process. And there are certain legal requirements that the city will have to follow. So in terms of appealing values, the value of these buildings is still the value of these buildings, even during this difficult time. So we know assessments are going to increase. The ability that the city has in putting together its budget and trying to help property owners is reducing the tax rate. I also know, and you kind of indicated this in the question, Peter, that right now there are foreclosure moratoriums, there are eviction moratoriums, and so there are many that are not paying their mortgage right now because of COVID-19. There are many that are not paying their rent right now because of COVID-19. What the city has been saying to homeowners, what we've been saying to renters, what we've been saying to small businesses who lease space, is if you have not been impacted by COVID-19, if you still have income coming in, you need to pay those bills. You need to pay those bills for yourself, for your neighborhood, for whoever you rent from, and for the economy of the community. So we all have to look at this as we are in this together, and we all have to act responsibly and sensibly, because if we have the ability to pay and we don't pay, the consequences of that down the road could be potentially catastrophic to all of us.
I couldn't agree more, you know, because I think that using the excuse of the pandemic, if you're able to pay, is no excuse at all. I could not agree more, and it disappoints me greatly when I hear that from people that just because of the pandemic, they're just not going to pay because they've received some kind of pass, and I think that's just plain morally wrong. But anyway, some good news, Byron, I want to share with you. We're moving our mortgage company into downtown Buffalo. We're also moving our commercial business. So we're excited about hoping to begin a trend that will re-energize other businesses to move downtown, which I hope will help the whole city. We've got about a minute left, Mayor Brown. Is there anything else that you'd like to share with us that, in terms of what input you'd like to receive from people out there that might help you in your decision-making?
Yes, Peter, thank you very much for having me on your program. You mentioned Hunt moving several areas of your business in downtown. I appreciate that. Appreciate other businesses that are still growing, investments that we're seeing in downtown. Right now, you mentioned the fact that the Toronto Jays are playing at Salem Field, the home of the Buffalo Bisons. In a radius of Salem Field, there's over $250 million of construction and other investment activity that's taking place. Your company's investments are part of that. So that is critically important for our city and regional economy. And what people need to understand is those investments that are happening in close proximity to downtown will benefit people in every section of the city of Buffalo, as well as people in every section of Erie County. We have been working with our 311 call and resolution center operators remotely since the beginning of COVID-19. We were able to stand up remote operations in 48 hours. We've been recognized nationally for that. Our operators have been working from home 5 days a week for months. So any concerns, any questions, any ideas that people have that they would like to share with me, please call the city's 311 line. We are trying to respond to all of that information that comes in so that we can continue to deliver services to our residents even during this difficult time. And while I know that a lot of concerns, a lot of issues were raised during this program, there are a lot of positive things happening as well. And if everyone does their part, each individual resident, each individual business, local governments, state governments, and federal governments, we can get through this. And I believe that we all will get through this, but we have to work together.
And on that note, we have to sign off. Mayor Byron Brown, Mayor of the City of Buffalo, thank you very much for being with us this morning. I'd like to thank all our listeners. We'll be back again next week at the same time. And remember, when it comes to real estate, all of upstate is Hunt Country.